Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, July 10, 2025, and we have a great mix of education headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Genesis Inspiration Foundation grants $50,000 to the Broward Performing Arts Foundation. The Genesis Inspiration Foundation has granted $50,000 to the Broward Performing Arts Foundation to support education and enrichment programs at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. This generous donation, made on behalf of Genesis Motor America and Genesis Automotive Dealers in South Florida, aims to empower young people through arts education. The Broward Performing Arts Foundation raises funds to support diverse programming, arts in education initiatives, and community engagement activities at the Broward Center. The donation was celebrated with special guests at the Rose Miniasi Arts Education Center, where programs encourage artistic expression and appreciation through the performing arts for children, teens, and adults of all ages. For more information, visit browardcenter.org.
Federal freeze on funds could cost Maryland schools $125 million this year. Advocates gathered in a webinar to discuss the impact of a potential $125 million loss in federal aid to Maryland schools, part of $6.8 billion frozen by the Trump administration. Most of the funding targeted programs for low-income and non-English-speaking students, sparking concerns about the impact on those who need it most. Maryland could lose $125 million, affecting summer and fall programs. Advocates urge officials to recognize the importance of these programs. Governor Wes Moore's office is deeply concerned about the potential cuts, which could jeopardize teaching jobs and programs. Maryland's congressional delegation criticized the administration's decision. Educators like Katie Cole are anxiously waiting to see how the funding freeze will impact programs like student trips and conflict resolution initiatives, leaving everyone in limbo. Mathnasium celebrates milestone opening with its 100th international center. Mathnasium Learning Centers, a globally recognized franchise, has reached a pivotal milestone by opening its 100th international center in Hammersmith, United Kingdom. This marks Britain as Mathnasium's largest international market outside of North America, boasting 37 centers. The surge in global demand for supplemental math education has accelerated franchise expansion abroad. CEO Tyler Scrow emphasizes the critical need for effective math education that empowers children to build confidence and understanding. The 100th International Center in Hammersmith, owned by Dan Tregoning, reflects Mathnasium's commitment to making a real difference in communities worldwide. With plans for rapid international expansion, Mathnasium continues to meet the increasing global demand for quality math education.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.